Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, I Was Finally Able to Overcome My Resentment, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 6, 2024. I began practicing Falun Dafa 24 years ago, but only yesterday was I able to openly study the Fa and do the exercises in my home. I'd like to tell you how I finally understood the importance of looking inward during family tribulations. I married a non-practitioner. My husband was a college student when we first got married, and we didn't have much money. After he graduated, he got a job but was soon laid off. My salary was meagre, so my mother-in-law looked down on me, saying I had brought bad luck to him. She often instigated my husband to beat me. His family did not accept my practicing Falun Dafa. When the persecution of Falun Dafa began in 1999, my husband destroyed all my Dafa books. I knew Falun Dafa was good, but I couldn't stand up to him. I was afraid he would beat me, and I felt intimidated by my in-laws. My hands trembled whenever I heard my mother-in-law open the door. Everything I did in the family was seen wrong. I felt muddle-headed. My mind seemed blocked. All I knew was to tolerate the abuse. My cowardice encouraged their evil actions. My in-laws showed the evil side of human nature to me without any scruples, which also caused them to create sinful karma for themselves. Due to my thought karma, I did not remember many of the Falun Dafa principles. I only remembered some of Master's words in the fourth talk of Xuan Falun. Quote, but as we have taught, a practitioner should refrain from fighting back and always hold himself to high standards. Unquote. When the situation seemed to hit rock bottom, I obtained a pocket-sized copy of Xuan Falun. It was a treasure, but I could only read it when I was alone at home during my lunch break. Every day at noon when I got home, I lifted the bed covers, grabbed my pillow, unraveled the stitches and took out Xuan Falun. I read for half an hour, then hid the book again. I went back to work with an empty stomach. Because I was reading the book, I became increasingly alert and my main consciousness became stronger. After I told my husband that I wanted to resume practicing, he beat me every day. I did not know how to look inward to find my attachments. I just wanted to practice my faith. One time, my husband kicked me so severely that he broke some of my ribs. We were divorced for 6 months, but remarried. Whenever I said I wanted to practice, he beat me. At the time, my greatest wish was to have a room in which to study the Fa and do the exercises. Part 1. My cultivation environment changes. I had a lot of thought karma and my attachment to lust was very strong. The old forces used my husband to pull me down. When our lives seemed to improve, he had an affair after he began working for a different company. I was heavily attached to him until I saw the woman sitting in his car. He did not usually let me ride in his car. I told my daughter, "Mummy is very sad. I saw your father drive that woman home." I suddenly realized what was going on. After I had this realization, I felt relieved. I told my daughter, "It's okay. The sun will come up again tomorrow." I was no longer obsessed with what he did with other women. I let go of the attachment and my life changed. The company sent my husband to a different city. I then had an environment for cultivation and I could do the three things a Dafa disciple should do. Part 2. Resentment causes my face to change. Being bullied by my in-laws and scolded by my husband for so long, I developed strong resentment towards them. I often remembered their words and deeds, and I didn't know how to reject them. While cleaning the windows one day, my mind kept hearing my mother-in-law's ominous words. As I was thinking and feeling resentful, a glass bottle about a foot away from me burst for no reason. My wrist was cut. I realised that I shouldn't have been thinking so negatively. I often badmouth my mother-in-law to other practitioners and my co-workers. I did not cultivate my speech and often had ulcers in my mouth as a result. I was full of resentment. I didn't know how to cultivate based on the far. Instead, I focused on the fact that they took away my things and bullied me. Although I clarified the truth about Falun Dafa to my in-laws, they did not accept what I said. My husband was promoted to manager at a local branch office with higher pay, but he still didn't give me any money. My daughter and I lived on my meagre wages, while my in-laws enjoyed the good life. My mother-in-law bought a new set of clothes every few days and showed them off. I did not even own a change of clothes. I had to wear one set of clothes. Since one set of clothes was never suitable for all seasons, I always looked forward to the cool days when the weather was hot and looked forward to the hot days when the weather was cool. I was indignant that my mother-in-law controlled my husband and excluded me and my daughter. We were one family after all. After my mother-in-law had a stroke, my husband and I paid for all her treatments. We also bought her an apartment and hired a caregiver for her. She had two sons, but my husband and I paid for everything. Even though I had no say, I did my best to take care of my mother-in-law while she was sick. My kindness did not change my husband. He beat me as usual if he saw me reading the teachings or doing the exercises. By this time, I'd been practicing Falun Dafa for almost 20 years. I only knew how to endure and did not know how to cultivate based on the far. I still treated everything with human notions. Finally, my resentment swelled up and I made a big mistake. One day, an improper thought flashed through my mind. Why haven't I overcome the family tribulation? I already endured it to such an extent. Why was I still not good enough? I later realised I had a lot of karma, and Master had been protecting me. Even though the old forces looked down on me, they did not dare to act. But once this evil thought that disrespected Master Li and the Fa came out, the old forces found an excuse to persecute me. I felt a substance pour down the right side of my head. It felt like my head was glued and my face could not move. I had facial paralysis. My paralysed face tarnished my image and negatively impacted Dafa. Part 3. A Light at the End of the Tunnel. Facing a completely different me in the mirror, I was awakened and realised the seriousness of cultivation. I finally started to cultivate myself properly. My husband was transferred to our city and was demoted from general manager to a regular employee. His high salary and glamour were gone. I treated myself as a true cultivator according to the standards of the Fa and let go of past grudges. I cared for him and helped him relieve his worries. My mother-in-law's speech and intelligence were impaired after her brain surgery. When my sister-in-law was young, her mother bullied her. She took revenge, and even the caregiver took advantage of my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law's hygiene was terrible, and she always smelled bad. I pitied her. She was now just a poor, disabled woman. From the time she got sick to the time she died 6 years later, I never raised my voice to her and never lost my patience with her. I bought her nice clothes. When I purchased a ring for myself, she admired it so much that I gave it to her. I also bathed her and washed her clothes. My brother-in-law and his wife knew my husband had lost his high-paying job and could not afford his mother's living expenses, but they pretended not to notice and did not help out. I gave my husband 1,000 yuan each month from my meagre salary and saved the rest for my daughter's schooling. I ate cheap preserved vegetables. My kindness finally moved my mother-in-law, and she began telling people that I was her youngest daughter. A few days before she passed away, her spirit bid me farewell. I finally resolved the grievances between us. After my mother-in-law died, my brother and sister-in-law's son lost several hundred thousand yuan gambling. On top of that, they lost another 200,000 to 300,000 yuan in raising geese. They were once the wealthiest people in the village, but they were suddenly heavily indebted. I did my best to comfort them and help them. At that time, pork cost more than 20 yuan per pound, and they could not afford it. So I bought meat for them for 1 year. My sister-in-law had to pay off the huge debt. I used my salary as a guarantee to help them get a 120,000 yuan interest-free loan from the bank. I was afraid that if they were unable to repay the loan, I would be stuck paying it. I would lose my income if I had to pay the debt. But thinking of them in distress, I thought I should help them. My heart capacity became bigger. My paralyzed face was almost back to normal, although I did not look as good as I did before. What is even more gratifying is that my family environment has changed. My home is quiet now. I can study the far and do the exercises with peace of mind. My husband has changed even more. He never did any housework, but now he washes the dishes and helps around the house. He also cares about me. When we moved to a new building, I said I wanted to do the Falun Dafa exercises in a certain room in the mornings, and he consented. After more than 20 years, I can finally do the exercises in my home with dignity. I shed tears when I meditated. I know I still have a long way to go to help my husband and his family understand the facts about the persecution and withdraw their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party. But I can finally see a light at the end of the tunnel. Part 4, Conclusion. After reading Master's articles, Stay Out of Danger and Cultivation in Dafa is Serious, I was even more aware that my family's difficulties were a hurdle I had to overcome, and my karma caused the tribulations. I felt bad and shed tears of gratitude for Master's grace. I sincerely thank compassionate and great Master. This is the first experience sharing article I've ever written. I want to tell other practitioners who have not been able to pass tribulations for a long time. Although our enlightenment quality is poor, we must persist and not give up cultivation. As long as we believe in Master and the Fa, we will definitely usher in a bright tomorrow. I would also like to thank all the practitioners who provided me with a cultivation environment for more than 20 years.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Cultivating Myself and Letting Go of Selfishness While Rescuing Detained Practitioners by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 20, 2024. I started practicing Falun Dafa in May 1999. 2 days after I began reading the book Juan Falun, my heart disease was cured. All other illnesses were also gone. 2 months after I began practicing, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, started the cruel persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. Protected by Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, I was released from a detention and brainwashing center. I would like to share some of my experiences while participating in an effort to rescue unlawfully detained practitioners. Part 1. Stepping forward and taking on new responsibilities. I've been involved in local coordination work, and I'm mainly responsible for compiling truth clarification materials in my area. When a number of local practitioners were illegally arrested and faced prison terms, we decided to rescue them. We hired several human rights lawyers to plead for them. It was the first time we hired a human rights lawyer, and someone had to appear in court with him. Doing that at the time involved a certain degree of risk, and finding a suitable practitioner to take it on wasn't easy. The person had to have enough spare time, certain abilities, and courage. The other practitioners urged me to do this. I was a bit hesitant initially. I noticed my fear, so whenever I had negative thoughts or thought of excuses to back out, I firmly rejected them and reminded myself that I must do this. When my fear surfaced, I would remind myself, this is related to assisting Master in saving sentient beings. I must help. As I firmly made up my mind, I felt very confident and filled with righteous thoughts. I told the coordinator, no problem, I'll do it. Part 2. Improving my Xinxing. Practitioner Hui had helped with similar projects before, so he contacted a human rights lawyer and asked me to take charge of the project. Two other local practitioners agreed to help. Hui told us that we needed to pay attention when hiring a lawyer. I got the gist of it and kept it in mind, but the other two practitioners didn't seem to understand. When the three of us met, they were still confused. I thought, why don't you remember anything Hui told us? I began to lose patience with them. I became arrogant and looked down on them. I complained about them and they left in a bad mood. After they left, I went out to run errands and happened to see them talking together. They didn't see me. I suddenly realized I was wrong. I shouldn't have lost my temper. I looked within and found my arrogant mentality. I also realized that it was interference from the vicious elements in other dimensions that wanted to prevent us from working as one body to rescue practitioners. We must not let the evil succeed. I contacted the two practitioners and apologized to them. One of them said, "The way you talked to me earlier made me think I should quit the project, but I knew I shouldn't think that way." We talked and improved on the basis of the FA. Afterwards, we cooperated very well. Part 3. Learning to cooperate as one body. Before practicing Dafa, I was aloof. This attitude helped me avoid some of the degenerate moral pollution in society, but at the same time, it also made me unwilling to participate in activities, and I missed many opportunities to enhance my abilities and shore up my courage to get things done. After I started practicing Falun Dafa, although I participated in local coordination work, my main responsibility was writing local truth-clarifying materials. I always thought that other practitioners should take care of the other activities. This time, when I was entrusted to coordinate a project, my shortcomings were obvious. The first time the lawyer came, he finished what he needed to do and left. Afterwards, the other two practitioners and I had a meeting. They asked me what we should do next. I didn't say anything, as I could not think of anything to say. At our next meeting, I still could not come up with any ideas. The other two were worried, since we did not know what to do next. After they left, I realized that I couldn't go on like this. I thought that if I didn't know what to do, I could read relevant sharing articles on the Minghui website to get some ideas. By reading those articles, I got some ideas on how to proceed. I wrote them down and shared them with the other two practitioners at our next meeting. They both were happy and said, "This sounds very good. Let's start." The task was strenuous, tiring, and emotionally taxing. Sometimes I disagreed with them or they complained to others about me. When this happened, I would remind myself to look within. I knew they were anxious because they wanted us to do well. I was deeply touched by their selfless cooperation and persistent efforts. I often felt that even a trivial matter was an opportunity to let go of my attachments. Once I let it go, I always felt an indescribable joy. I knew Master was helping me improve. How could I possibly improve without these opportunities to expose my shortcomings and attachments? Before the lawyer returned, we had another meeting and we were clear about what needed to be done. After the lawyer left, we had another sharing to reflect on how things were progressing and what we needed to do next. We also notified other practitioners to send righteous thoughts. We made truth clarification materials and posters to distribute in the local area and submitted articles to the Minghui website to report on what was happening in our area. We also wrote open letters to those who worked in public security, the procuratorate and the court, and we distributed them in local communities. We practitioners cooperated very well as one body with our common goal of assisting Master in saving more people. Local practitioners all supported the project to rescue detained practitioners. We arranged to have a car for the lawyer and other cars with practitioners to follow the lawyer's car to send righteous thoughts to support him. I travelled with the lawyer and the practitioner's relatives so that we could talk. We also made appropriate arrangements to ensure safety and security. Every practitioner had strong righteous thoughts, and the lawyer felt very confident and was happy with our arrangements. The entire field was filled with strong, righteous energy. Some practitioners said that it felt like 20 years ago when we went to Beijing to appeal when the CCP began to persecute Falun Dafa. Part 4. A powerful, righteous energy field. Local practitioners sent righteous thoughts during the trial. Practitioners from surrounding areas also came to support us when they heard the news. We stood along both sides of the road to the courthouse and sent righteous thoughts. All around the courthouse, there were special armed police. Personnel from each township, leaders and officials in plain clothes from the National Security Brigade of the Police Department. I walked up to the courthouse and stood with relatives of practitioners on trial. I carefully observed everything and collected first-hand information for a report I later sent to the Minghui website. I saw one practitioner standing calmly next to the head of the 610 office. I also heard a plainclothes officer tell others, "Look, that one is a Falun Dafa practitioner." They seemed to know who were practitioners, but they didn't do anything. Some practitioners remained in their cars and sent righteous thoughts, while others stood along the road and sent righteous thoughts. The whole area was filled with righteous energy and effectively suppressed the evil. Practitioners had no fear or worries. All they could feel was the strong, righteous energy field. Our lawyer defended the practitioner's innocence during the trial, and everyone listened to him quietly. It felt as if Master arranged it this way so that those people could hear the truth. I sincerely hoped they would all be saved. After a practitioner was released, he told us that he could feel the entire courtroom was filled with the power of practitioners' righteous thoughts. Part 5. Conclusion. During the process of rescuing the practitioners, I improved in my cultivation. I learned to look within when facing difficulties and to cultivate my xinxing at all times. I stopped looking outward at others' shortcomings. I learned how to cultivate solidly, which brought me true happiness. My ability to do things also improved, and I no longer avoid taking on new tasks or responsibilities to coordinate activities. Plus, I freed myself from the small circle of writing and compiling documents that I had limited myself to in the past. The other practitioners said that I had changed and improved, and now I show more consideration to other practitioners. One said, "Master gave you something special when you took on that responsibility." It's true, as I also felt that it was a process and a precious opportunity for me to become more mature and to elevate in cultivation. Whenever I recall what happened during that time, my eyes fill with tears. During each episode and battle between the righteous and the evil as we were seeking to rescue those practitioners, all the practitioners in our area stepped forward to send strong righteous thoughts, and the evil did not dare to do anything. All this happened thanks to the power and immense compassion of our Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.